Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Welcome to the Hotel Hell. Check-in time is now, check-out time is never.
It's Mike Shope.
Does my room have cable?
No. And the sheets are made of fire.
Can I change rooms?
Sorry, we're all booked up. Hell convention in town.
And the Bulldog.
Can I have a late checkout?
I'll have to talk to the manager.
You're not the manager, even in your own fantasy?
I'm the owner. The co-owner. With Satan.
It's Mike Shope.
Okay. Just so I understand that, in your wildest fantasy, you are in hell. And you are co-running a bed and breakfast with the devil.
And the Bulldog.
Yeah, but I haven't told you my salary yet.
Go.
$80,000. Dollars a year
on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Welcome back. Just in here, Bulldog is talking my ear off about fantasy running backs. I mean, thank God the show is back on after that 5 minutes. No, in all seriousness.
No, you're talking into the void. You're like you're asking me, but you know I'm not going to answer you.
I'm just really talking to myself.
You're talking to yourself. Who should I be picking up? What are we supposed to do here? I offered some contribution, right? There's a Saints guy that scored against the Bills that's hurt now.
Yeah, that does me a lot of good.
That's a name that's
out for the year.
Right, yeah, very helpful.
Kendre
right.
Miller.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's like who, if you draft sort of meaning to have your second running back slot just kind of be whoever, because you're loading up on receivers and maybe you're drafting an elite quarterback or even an elite tight end, then maybe you want like what they call the hero RB, like you draft a McCaffrey and then just don't draft a running back again until like round eight.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very popular strategy. The logic is in part, I'm going to get to waivers and pick up whoever fills in for somebody that got hurt. Who's that so far through 7 weeks of the NFL season? There are some of those guys, but they don't do anything. James Conner got hurt. His replacement went to IR the next week. Carter, DeMercado, there's someone else like Bam Knight. None of that's
Bam
usable. Hampton gets hurt with the Chargers. They go to Vidal and Haskins, and like that's okay. Guys like Scadaboo, and I know you just heard all this. Those guys were drafted, you know, in most leagues, certainly in high stakes league, they were drafted.
It's even better the second time around.
It is, because I've had a chance to rehearse it. Mm-hmm. Who are you supposed to be turning to? There was no waivers guy this year to save you. And some of those rookies like RJ Harvey, Travion Henderson, mm-hmm. they don't do anything.
Right.
They don't get used. So I feel jammed again. Like
where's Tank Bigsby when you need him?
Where is he? Was traded. Like this year, the bet was right in how Barkley and Henry, and I guess to an extent Kamara, but the two big ones, like the veterans, not McCaffrey. have bombed. And you can't take him out. You can't take Barkley out, right? Who's doing that? Who's benching Saquon Barkley? He's not hurt. If he were hurt, you'd be better off.
Right.
But
you're going to keep going because you don't want to take him out because that's going to be the week that he scores three touchdowns.
You can't take him out. Last year, you missed on him. If you faded Barkley, you got crushed. This year, you didn't. But still, who were you supposed to get that saved you if you did that? I don't know.
This really hit. I'm just looking in our league, which is not a big. There should be more guys available in our league than right.
Yes,
it's
10
only,
teams.
Only 10 teams.
That's right.
I'm just looking at available running backs. I mean, you know this. But
yeah, let's hear the list.
Tyjae Spears, Justice Hill, Samaje Perine, Kyle Manang, the guy that scored for the Bears.
Manangai,
thank you.
Nailed it.
Isaiah Davis, Xavier Scott, who?
Minnesota.
Sean Tucker.
Maine Black Bears, Xavier Scott.
Jeremy McNichols, Jerome Ford. There's Ollie Gordon, that name came up. Breshard Smith. Right? Watch out, Kansas City, they can't run the ball. They're going to pivot to Breshard Smith.
They still might.
Maybe.
Or they'll just use Kareem Hunt and get 17 carries for 40 yards and a touchdown, and he'll just block on time.
I'm still I'm three names from Nyheim Hines right now on this
list. Is that Chargers
that I just ran down? I don't even.
I think it is.
Yeah, that's the uniform. Yeah, they play Minnesota. Yeah, Chargers. Yeah,
that all yellow didn't work out.
Yeah, no,
against the Colts.
Oof.
Yeah, I mean, exactly. Even in a 10-team league, what are you supposed to do?
Right. I don't know. Yeah, that is tough.
So tough.
Ty Johnson's available in our
league. Ty Johnson. See, that in theory, I looked at him today in one. But, like, what happens if I – when am I starting Ty Johnson? It's like if Cook goes down and then it's maybe Davis, right? I mean, I don't think I want to cut Ray Davis in fantasy. But people are. He doesn't play. And when he plays, you're not getting anything. Like, you can't, you're just sort of taking a bench spot. And you get to the time of year where, like, now I need to make the playoffs and I got to do something. But at least there aren't those running backs available that can save you, I think. That's how it feels.
I had not noticed. I was in here. I told the story on the air about how Paul was texting me because I had some stuff that was not.
You were non-compliant.
I was non-compliant, right? So, but I did not. I fixed that, and I didn't even really look at like the rest of it, like who's on bye and all this. I'm just looking at my lineup for this week's game, and it's just
six teams on bye. You could be. There are some good players on bye.
Holy cow!
Detroit,
Krosky Merritt, and Scadaboo is my running backs. Matthew Golden, Rashid Shaheed,
ouch.
George Kittle,
future Bill,
Harold Fannin, Jr. Flacco, like that's my team.
You're back to Flacco. You're giving him a second start.
I have no choice. Not that it matters. Like Harrison Jr. and Brian Thomas Jr., I've got the team of juniors. They're not doing anything. So I don't know. Maybe I'll be better off with Matthew Golden this week than I have been with Brian Thomas Jr. and his freaking six stupid points. Thanks for coming.
Who is the other quarterback on this team with Flacco?
Hurts.
Well, you're playing him.
Yeah, sure, yeah.
But he's not on bye.
Flacco has taken Kyler Murray's spot here while Murray has been hurt.
Convalescing.
Yes.
And they're on bye this week, so you don't even have an update to look for on Murray.
I wouldn't have a choice anyway.
Seattle, Arizona, Vegas, Detroit, Rams, Jaguars are the bye teams.
Really trims the pool down to make picks. There's not that many games.
Right. At least there's no London game. You can sleep in a little bit. If you're going to Toronto the night before for the World Series, that's a blessing.
You just want to make it in time for the Bills game. Yeah,
you
get a little
time. You know what I was thinking last night? So I was a Leaf fan as a kid. And when I went to college, I even sort of, it came out bolder. It came out bigger. Because I liked being different, and I liked the Sabres just as much. But living in Rochester, I thought the Leaf thing was more interesting. They were good teams. The Sabres were pretty good, too. The Sabres were kind of the same, that they would just lose in the first round. Then 1993 happens, and both the Sabres and Leafs win incredibly in the first round. Mayday for Buffalo. It was tough to get Sabres games in Rochester. I couldn't see some of those games. I remember game three of the Boston series on a TV. Like, we really couldn't get it, and then Himelev scores this sort of weird overtime goal and just couldn't even make it out on the screen. Getting the Leafs was not even possible unless they were on ESPN or something. But Sabres sweep the Bruins. Leafs, miraculously, I want to say, beat Detroit in seven. Like, they were not the Red Wings. Red Wings were great. Beat them in seven. Then they win. The Sabres go out. Everybody gets hurt, and they lose to Montreal. Leafs beat St. Louis in seven in the second round, and then it's the Kings with Gretzky.
That St. Louis series is like the Gilmore in his office behind the net series.
Game
right?
one.
Right, right.
So now it's like the ultimate Leafs and Kings, Leafs against Gretzky.
Right.
So good. And it only hit me last night, Toronto-LA, the World Series. Oh, yeah.
There's that history is there.
And I just was not ready for it. I started thinking about that again, and I realized, like, I still feel pain over that, that they lost to Gretzky hat trick in game seven. Like, I still feel pain over that. But, you know, I'm 53 years old. I'm like, okay, well, you know, settle down. But then I thought about this. Here comes the World Series. Blue Jays, first time in 32 years. Dodgers are always in the World Series, right? But no end to the list of who could throw out the first ball for you. Right? No end to that list. Maybe they sit around and, like, just throw out names. Great players. Canadian icons. Whatever. Like, just, there might be a list of 100 people that they might consider to throw out the first ball for a World Series game. Perhaps Wayne Gretzky would make that list.
Maybe.
He's not from Toronto. He's close enough.
Sure.
He's Wayne Gretzky. The Dodgers could do the same thing. And he could be on their list.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And, like, they could both fight over Wayne Gretzky. I think. Has there ever been a series where both teams ask the same person to throw out a first pitch? Like, what a power move if say the Jays get Gretzky to throw out the first pitch game one Friday night, and then we go to LA in game three, and there, who's going to, ladies and gentlemen, right, here to throw out the first pitch is Wayne Gretzky, Kings legend.
Tears off the Blue Jay jersey. I mean,
listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
He wore on the other night, and now he's got a Dodger jersey on.
Right?
Yeah. The Jays cannot ask him to throw out the first pitch.
Why?
Because he played for L.A. He beat the Leafs. Like, that would be bad karma. You cannot.
I think you're right. I agree.
Cannot put that guy out there. As much of a, I mean, he's Wayne Gretzky. His career transcends having been on the Kings, but still,
yeah.
He did you in. You can't do that. No.
No, you can't. You definitely can't ask Zhitnik.
You know,
who was on that Kings team?
You know how much I loved him when he was on the Sabres.
Yes,
I loved him back then. Like, he was maybe brand new. Was he a rookie even that year? I just remember that run they went on and just what a kind of a story he was. I think he wore number 2 for the Kings, if I remember right.
Okay.
And I just loved how he played. And I just always, when his name was attached to that trade, I was like, I love this guy. This is my guy. And it, to me, he was a great Saber.
What was the trade?
Holy cow.
With the Kings.
Right. Man, I don't remember. I really don't.
I don't either.
I think that trade happened the same day as the NFL expansion draft with the Panthers and the Jaguars. Because I was working part-time at BEN at the time. Just before I had a show, but I was, you know, just doing some reporting and some writing and stuff for Howard. Not for the website because they didn't have one. But I remember going to talk to John Muckler at Saberland, the hockey outlet out on Niagara Falls Boulevard in Wheatfield, about the trade. And then I got sick, and I was sick there doing it, but I wanted to do it, so I did it. I went home and had the flu really bad and a fever, and I remember watching the NFL expansion draft, and Carolina selected Keith Gauganius from the Bills.
Yes.
Like, that's one day to me. But I don't remember the particulars of the trade. That, we could look it up. And
I got it.
You got it? Okay.
3 for 3. The Sabres trade Grant Fuhr,
okay,
who had already been acquired from the Leafs.
Right.
He's not on that Leaf team, but Darren Pupa is, and Andrechuk is, from the trade between the Sabres and the Leafs. Grant Fuhr, Philippe Boucher.
Okay, yeah.
And Denis Shigurov.
Those were all gettable.
To the Kings for Zhitnik, Charlie Huddy. Yeah.
Charlie Huddy.
And Rob Stauber, goalie.
Charlie Huddy is great. There was a guy in the odd.
He should throw out the first
There was pitch. A guy in the odd that I remember. Maybe it was more than one. But I just remember I went to a lot of games when Huddy was on the team. And whenever Huddy would be on the ice or like get near the play, there was some dude in the odd you could hear just yelling, Huddy! Huddy! It was the best. That helmet. He had a lot of style, Charlie Huddy.
He had a unique style. I'm not sure he's walking the runway, but he had some style.
Hockey style. I liked his hockey style. Yeah.
Zhitnik, wow. Also 53. We're the same age.
I should fact check whether that I'm right about this NFL expansion draft, but I
you probably are.
I that's how I remember that day, is being sick out at Saberland, Zhitnik trade, and then that draft happening.
And he did wear number 2 for the Kings.
Okay.
So we're narrowing down the list of people.
They had two. Wasn't maybe Daryl Sador was a young defenseman on that team too?
5?
Yeah. Yeah. Two of them.
I just don't want to talk about the 93 Sador Kings.
Sador, sorry.
This has to stop.
Those guys went on to have great NHL careers, and they were babies on that King team that went to the finals.
Carey Frazier would not be an appropriate choice to throw out the first ball on game 1. Speaking of that series. That's not fair. I don't like saying that because, you know, refs aren't going to get them right.
But I mean,
an egregious, famous missed call.
Bautista would be a good choice.
Yep. But then there's the game one choice. Then there's the game 2 choice, mm-hmm. where now you got to get a little smart. Game 1 maybe is more obvious. Bautista was at game 7. So he's right there. You know, you've got him right there.
Right.
Oh, I'd love to be in that meeting.
Right.
Who can we get? Like, you know, you don't want to be the Leafs here and just pick a guy because he's a hockey legend, because you're Toronto, Canada.
Right.
You don't need to be the Leafs here. I don't have any idea. Have they been having this already in the playoffs? Do they have this for the LCS?
I don't know. I haven't seen, so I don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know.
Joe Carter.
Yeah, you got to go to Joe. Go right to Joe Carter.
Right to Joe Carter.
Yeah. That should be the answer.
Yeah.
It was the first guy I thought of. I just wanted to Google and make sure he was still with us.
Molitor.
Which he is.
Oh, he's still with us. He is with us.
So let's go.
Paul Molitor.
Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a big. Go get Joe Carter.
You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life. Yeah. You had it.
Yep. I didn't have it. I had the start of it, and I wasn't sure what the end was. So thank you.
Oh, my pleasure.
I set the table. You got to drive in the runs.
You want a World Series hero, and they have Joe Carter, as opposed to, like, I don't know, I shouldn't say this, but like, say the Sabres make the, they don't have the first ball for hockey. The Sabres make the finals, and you have somebody like
ceremonial puck drop,
you got to make sure it's somebody that you don't associate with losing.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, they've never won it. You got to be careful there.
That is really tough.
And you don't want somebody else's winner that just played for you.
Eric Staal, for example.
Imagine.
That would be a really,
he's in the organization.
That would be a really bad choice.
He, I believe he's a member of the organization. Yes, yes. He's one of the ones that maybe doesn't live around here, but he's in the organization. That is
correct, yes. Yes.
Oh, my God. You got right to Eric Staal. I was thinking like the 90s or the 80s.
No.
Eric Staal dropping the puck.
I'm now at, I'd be stunned if it's not Joe Carter.
Well, I don't know what he's up
Friday
to.
Friday night. I would be stunned if it's not Joe Carter.
Game two, a different deal.
Yep, that's right.
Tonight, game one of the season series between the Sabres and the Red Wings. Pre-game coming up next. Paul Hamilton will join Bulldog. I'm heading out, so stay tuned for that. Sabres pregame, hockey at 7:30 downtown. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.